Hi, hello and welcome. This is the Zonecast, where we interview emerging Canadian professionals, entrepreneurs and academics. And today we have with us on the show, Paul Mercanti. He is the founder and CEO of Gene Blueprint. Hi, Paul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excellent.
Perfect. So I'm curious to learn about your background. Can you tell us about your professional and personal background?
Sure. Yeah. I spent my entire career in medical, health science technology. Specifically, the area that I was able to focus on was emerging new technologies, everything from surgical robotics to knotless wound closure devices to biologics for breast reconstruction and abdominal wall reconstruction. So these were all relatively new startup companies that had great potential with innovative technology, and the goal was to get them off the ground, and then most of the companies were acquired by larger, big blue chip medical device companies.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. So can you tell us about Gene Blueprint and how the idea came about?
Yeah, sure. So Gene Blueprint is really morphed from the concept of, you know, one size does not fit all, and we're all unique. So specifically what we do is we take a person's genetic profile, and we're able to create a personalized fitness and nutrition program to help them achieve their health and wellness goals faster, faster, more efficiently, and longer lasting.
Okay. And can you tell us more about your products and solutions?
Yeah, sure. So what we do is we offer consumer genetics. And it's a simple cheek swab you're able to do through the Canada Post. You do a swab, you send it back to our lab, and we're able to produce a comprehensive report identifying what your carbohydrate tolerance is, what your fat tolerance is, caffeine, alcohol, lactose tolerance. On the nutrition side, then we look at the fitness side. If you perform better with steady-state cardio or high-intense interval training. So with this information, we can turn around and personalize a health and wellness program. For us, really, the concept comes around that, you know, all human beings are different. Therefore, we should have a unique approach to health and wellness. So what really makes our company special and unique is, similarly to that, we say not all gene scores are calculated equally. And we have a patented technology that calculates genetic prediction scores using a polygenic model, which is essentially looking at the interplay of hundreds of thousands of genetic variants that to determine a human characteristic.
Wow. And you sell this service to directly to the end consumer?
Yeah, so our business is focused on the B2B channel. Ultimately, it's consumer-facing product, but we have healthcare professionals that sell it to their patient or clients, and what they're able to do is get essentially blueprint their client and have a better understanding of who they are with respect to what type of healthcare interventions are going to work best and perform best for them. They're able to take this data and build out a more comprehensive plan. So we're just essentially building the foundation for them to add their professional services on top. So a primary example would be, let's say, a registered dietitian. A registered dietitian would have a client, and they would recommend the Gene Blueprint test. Their client would take it, and in 3 to 4 weeks, they would get their results, and we would give them what is a macronutrient blueprint. So we would detail to them exactly what are the upper limits and the lower limits for carbohydrates for this individual based off of what's happening to their biology when they're exposed to carbohydrates. And similarly, we do it with fats and proteins. So we're able to create a personalized macronutrient wheel for that specific client.
Mm-hmm. So you essentially allow people to submit their cheek swab and they can mail it to you, and based on that you do their gene or DNA analysis, and then you make recommendations for their nutrition and exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really the most personalized approach to a health and wellness regime.
Mm-hmm. And how old is your venture?
So we founded in July of 2016, and we've been going steady since then. We took probably 6 months in R&D to develop all the gene scores. And our first commercial customer was January 5th of 2017.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. And how long did it take for you to work on the concept and create the solution in terms of like R&D and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so it took us about 6 months to actually from putting it on paper and bringing it to market. But we are in a fortunate situation where we were able to pull in experts from all different facets that would allow us to expedite this process. We had my co-founder had experience already in consumer genetics. Our chief medical officer is the inventor of the patent that we were using, and then our head of bioinformatics happened to work at the lab that we use. So we were able to pull in a multifaceted team and really expedite the process. While in parallel, we were understanding where the market was, what our customers were really lacking, what they wanted to see versus what some of the up and coming competition would have looked like. When we first started in the market, there were very few competitors. Now we're starting to see more and more competitors with the growth of genetics. But for the most part, we were able to maintain while the product was being developed. We kind of had a good idea of the new scores that people wanted, and we were always on top of the research. We're always faced with this parallel, where sometimes what a client wants and how advanced the science is, they're not unisync. So it's very difficult to present an option to the client that is not scientifically validated. So we have to spend time in working through, or you know, set the expectation realistically that the science just doesn't support that need right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are some companies in this gene or DNA analysis that are kind of gimmicky or unreliable?
Yeah, 100%. So I think with the market growing that fast, I mean, like, you know, with the market growing this fast, up until now, what we've typically seen is the majority of clients, the expectation has just been curiosity. I think the latest statistic that I read, there was close to 26 million people that have had a genetic test, and that number is going to grow to something like 100 million by 2023. So it's a fast growing market. And, you know, as I think I mentioned earlier, it was like not all genetic prediction scores are created equal. So the process of doing the lab work is pretty much simplistic, and we can get that correct every single time. It's really the interpretation of these outputs that are going to decipher whether it's gimmicky or if it's backed by legitimate science. So our company was fortunate enough that we conducted our own randomized clinical trial, which was a real step forward, very forward thinking for a startup company of our size to venture into the realm of RCT. So we concluded that in December. Is really where we tested out our genetic prediction scores, saying if we provided people with personalized information, would they get better outcomes? So we were able to do that. And further to that, we're able to validate our genetic prediction scores through large population sample sizes.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that the end consumers would use, and I guess the dietitians would use to help their clients. Do you see doctors using this to test their patients or to understand their patients?
Yeah, so in the future, I'm an optimistic person. In the future, I would look forward to that day. The complex part of it is right now is it's moving so fast that genetics hasn't really been part of, let's say, what the curriculum would be in the medical world up until now. So We're a little bit behind in the implementation, and that's why you see the direct-to-consumer market taking such a prevalent step forward, because medical professionals like primary caregivers, we haven't seen too many of that necessarily embracing it and prescribing it. We've seen more so healthcare practitioners that would be more engaged in nutrition, fitness, health and wellness, naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, physiotherapists, and less primary care physicians.
Mm-hmm. And how did you finance your venture in the early days?
Yeah, so we have a unique story. So it was four key primary partners that came to the table, and we bootstrapped it, and we all put in an initial investment into the company. And as I was mentioning, we were fortunate that from the date of incorporation to when our first order, our first paying customer came, was really a 6-month lag. So we had enough runway. We've self-financed, and then we are able to grow with existing revenues, sales and revenues within the organization.
Wow. So you have graduated from Forge. Tell us about your time and experience at the Forge and how they were able to help your business.
Yeah, so we were a class of, I think, 2018. We graduated from the Forge, and when we first came to the Forge, it was just nice to be connected with like-minded businesses that were relatively experiencing the same pain points as we were. So we were part of an overall community. The great thing is we were able to connect with some really influential mentors that were able to help us and give us good advice and connect us with people. So that helped out really well, and specifically in the area of expertise that we wanted to focus our business in. We were a consumer-facing product, so sales and marketing were very, very important to us. And the Forge had a portfolio of advisors that already had that experience, so we were able to hit it off well and work with the Pete Lewis's of the world in the Forge, and we continuously have a relationship with him, and it's always nice, you know, whatever problems he has, like 40 years of business development, sales and marketing experience, so whatever issues we may have been having, he's seen it before and he's been able to coach us, or just as simple as just bouncing ideas off. Most of the time we would see eye to eye, but it's just nice to have that support system.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that, you know, people have been looking at their genetic data out of curiosity, and that is going to grow. So why do you think people are so curious about their genetic makeup? Is it, and how are they using this information?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Up until now, people have really been using the genetic data for curiosity. So, for example, what is their ethnicity? You know, what region of the world are they from? What is the probability that they would have blue eyes, or how tall they were going to be? And there was really limited lifestyle actions that you could take given this genetic data. What we really wanted to focus on was giving people, empowering people with this information to make better lifestyle decisions. So, for example, if somebody did not tolerate carbohydrates very well, it's not good enough just to say you cannot eat carbohydrates. Allowing an individual to understand what happens to them, there's a higher belief in these types of regimens, and then also what it does is it really empowers people to make better decisions. If they do decide to eat carbohydrates, they understand what they have to do to mitigate the fact that they may have overconsumed, or they make better choices and reduce the amount that of carbohydrate intake that they're going to have. Similarly, on the fitness side, on the fitness side, we just allow people to eliminate the guesswork of what's going to work and what's not going to work. A lot of our clients spend time just A/B testing different training regimens that work, and sometimes, you know, that the period where you decide to engage in a healthy behavior, they want to see results immediately. It's developing a new habit. So the sooner we can get them results, the sooner that they can adopt the habit and see a higher satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So now this technology is becoming more advanced and more people will be purchasing such solutions. So it's a great time to be in the market.
Yeah, like the numbers that I quoted, those are the recent numbers that I saw recently, like last week. It's very promising with respect to how far it's gone. I mean, it's almost now you can't even turn the TV on without seeing a commercial for one of the consumer genetic testing and using well-recognized public figures to promote this type of service for the consumer. So. Yeah, we like the space. We like the space. We like where it's growing, and we want to continue to develop and satisfy the needs of the customer, as provided that the science is running in parallel with the growth of the market. We never want to put ourselves in a situation where we're producing scores for individuals because they're requesting it and not because, you know, the scientific literature did not support it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Do you plan to offer or launch new products and solutions in the future?
Yeah, so the way we have it set up right now is when you register your account with us and it's stored in a secured portal, we have 21 plus genetic prediction scores, plus a personalized fitness program and a personalized nutrition program. But as the science evolves, what we're able to do is launch new scores. So, for example, next month we are launching a lean muscle mass score. So basically, we're looking at individuals that are able to put on muscle mass easier than other individuals, maybe. So this service will be available to our existing customers. And it really allows our business partners the opportunity to say to their clients, by the way, Gene Blueprint launched a new score. Log into the portal if you would like to set up a 1-hour consult to go through the interpretation and implementation of the data, book a follow-up appointment with us. So it's a way to keep our clients engaged and our business partners increasingly growing their customer base and providing more value to their consumers.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing you must have tried this service for yourself. Did you learn anything interesting? Did you make any changes in your lifestyle?
That's good. Yeah, this is an interesting story because I grew up in a European family. My parents are both Italian, and it was not uncommon that, you know, we would, you know, eat some type of bread, pasta, carb 5 times a week was the norm growing up. And I played competitive sport myself, but when I did my results, I don't know if it was a surprise or not surprise, I had a very low tolerance to carbohydrates. So I always joke around with my mom and dad saying that, you know, you didn't give me the best chance to succeed with this nutrition program that we were on. But there's really, in our experience, everyone learns something, or the feedback we get is, it took me 5 years to learn this or 10 years to learn this about myself. And I had to A/B test it. You know, we have some client testimonials that they were athletes and they trained a certain way. We did their genetics and they found out that they should have been training another way. And they were relieved that if this service was available back then, potentially they could have extended their careers longer or whatnot. So that's really empowering for us, and that's what really helps us, you know that we're on the right path to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals.
That's pretty interesting. So you sell what you've tried on yourself, and
yeah, we always compare. It was interesting too, just as I grew up in a soccer hockey family, and in soccer I was never typically the fastest player on the team. And it's interesting what you start believing once you hear it enough times. Oh, you're not fast enough, you're not fast enough, you're not fast enough. But then when we ran my genetic course, well after, I had the genetic profile of what a sprinter would be. Very fast twitch, muscle fibers, explosive power. And there's similar parallels to like even entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, when you start off a business, you hear no more frequently than you hear yes. No, I can't buy the product. No, we don't have it in our budget. No. So you really start, if you don't have this strength and in this belief that what you're doing is right, you start believing what people are telling you. So this genetic was a perfect example. Like I started believing that I wasn't fast, and lo and behold, I do possess the genetic key to be an Olympic sprinter. We won't go that far, but
I guess if you wanna change your career, you can
yeah,
try.
Yeah, just have to shave a few years back, and we can revisit the nutrition and the training program, and the outcome might have been different.
Yeah. So how do people buy your product? Do they go to your website? Or is there like a package they buy through pharmacies? Where is it available?
Yeah, so it's available. So right now, if you go to our website, we're able to connect an end user with a healthcare practitioner in your region. So we work with key partners in certain geographic areas. So we'll have a partner with respect to fitness, partner with respect to naturopath, and we're able to connect people that way. We specifically don't like to sell on our website for the simple reason that we don't ever want to be in competition with our partners. We want them to sell it, and we want to allow them to have flexibility to offer the product. So, for example, the product is a straight MSRP $450, and we don't ever want to dictate to our partners how they should sell the product. So we allow them to be as creative and entrepreneurial as possible and say, okay, you know what, you can get the genetic test, you can purchase 5 sessions of life coaching, personal training or whatnot, and it's an all-encompassing package. We've had other partners that have used it as a loss leader, saying if you trade in your gym membership from Club XYZ to ABC, we'll give you a genetic test as long as you sign a 1-year commitment to the gym. So we really encourage our business partners to be as entrepreneurial as we were, and we don't ever want to dictate to them how they should run their business, because we understand that genetics is important, but it's not the entire picture. Right, we still want a general rule of thumb is most human characteristics are 50% genetic, 50% you know how you control your environment. A general rule of thumb. Now each different trait obviously has a different split, but we still want to make sure that our clients have as much flexibility in their practice, and we're not dictating to them how to run their businesses.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. How do you promote your business?
Yep. So we work a lot through trade shows, a direct sales force, in communicating. For the most part, we really, if you look at the process, this is not a one contact opportunity. We usually have to get an individual and have a face-to-face. If it's one of our business partners, we'll have a face-to-face, then we'll do a WebEx, walk them through the portal, follow up, make sure they understand how to upload client data to the portal, and then also provide them with the sales and marketing support that goes with it. So we predominantly acquire clients through our direct sales force, which we have a comprehensive lead generation list, and then again, a lot of it is word of mouth through the business partners' communities. you know, a respected registered dietitian in Kitchener communicates to their classmate from Ottawa that they've adopted this and it's grown their revenue and they've had a positive experience with Gene Blueprint. And then from that scenario, that's just a word of mouth referral. And that's probably, you know, 40% of our clientele come to us via that, that way.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, Paul, it has been a nice speaking with you and learning about your enterprise and
awesome.
Meeting you in person.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And you want to share your website?
Sure. Website is geneblueprint.com, www.geneblueprint.com.
Perfect. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to learn more about Gene Blueprint, you can visit geneblueprint.com. And thank you so much for listening to Zonecast and stay tuned for more episodes.